For the first time in more than 100 years, Seattle City Council is representing the city by district, and all the incumbents running for re-election were winning their respective districts in early election returns last night. In District 5, incumbent council member Shalma Sawant says socialist politics are here to stay. Sawant holds more than a 5% lead over challenger Pamela Banks. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
The election results flashed on the screen, and a party of Shalma Sawant supporters erupted. She gave out some fist bumps, then took the stage at a cavernous event space on Capitol Hill.
With sisters, brothers, comrades.
This race for Seattle City Council District 3 was a hot one. It includes the neighborhoods of Montlake, Capitol Hill, and the Central District, and it pitted incumbent socialist Sawant against challenger Pamela Banks. She's CEO of the Urban League. Sawant described her early lead as a decisive win.
We have accomplished something historic. We have had an open socialist re-elected to City Council.
Sawant pledged to keep pushing for affordable housing, livable wages, and other progressive measures. The celebration pulled in hundreds of supporters, many of them young and white. Pamela Banks's much smaller party gathered in a neighborhood cafe. Many were African American and live in Banks's district.
What's next for me? You're going to crack up. I'm going on a vacation, and I'm not going to Disneyland.
Banks is heading to Hawaii for some downtime. She'll watch the next vote counts from there and see if the race tightens up at all. Asked if she'd run again, she paused.
I won't ever say never. I never thought I would run. And if it doesn't go my way, back to the Urban League and continue to do the phenomenal programs and services that we're doing there and kind of figure out my next steps.
If Sawant holds her lead, she'll continue to be the lone socialist on the Seattle City Council. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.